Hello, podcast family. Welcome to another moment with me here in Parenting Corner. In Parenting Corner, we discuss salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your lovely, lovely host, Oluwapelumi Janet. I trust you had a super splendid week. Yeah, on this week's episode of Parenting Corner, I'll be talking on parents monitoring of their children. A yay or a nay, that is, am I in support or am I against it? You know, I posted this question on my WhatsApp status and I had several responses. I had several people giving me their responses. And I really appreciate those that took out time to give response to the question. So what's my take on this? Monitoring of children, yay or nay? First off, what is monitoring? Monitoring means, to watch over something, to watch over someone, to keep track of something, to check on someone. It's the act of assessing somebody's behavior and keeping track of it. Or when you give somebody a task, monitoring means just checking on the person to see how much and how far the person is getting along with such tasks. So I think the monitoring of children, it means checking up on your child, keeping track of their behavior, keeping track of their activities and all that. So I think monitoring is a yay for me when it has to do with supervision, especially for younger children. It's necessary to monitor your children. I mean, God has given every parent the responsibility to watch over their children. So it's something that we should do as parents. We have to take the ministry, when I say ministry, we have to take the responsibility to monitor our children, to check over them, to supervise. Supervise is the better word, actually. To supervise our children and to check on them, to ensure they depict the necessary behavior that is expected of them. So monitoring of a child is not a bad idea. As parents, we are to check on them, their activities, their actions. We are to guide them and to be observant about their ways. You know, children that are left without proper monitoring end up to be children that are kind of reckless and careless and not responsible because there's nobody that is making them accountable for their action. There's nobody that is putting a check on them. It's just like our government. Without checks, when there's no watchdog, then they can act as tyrants. Also, your child, when there's no watching over them, there is no proper supervision, there's no proper monitoring, and they tend to come out with characters and behaviors that is unacceptable. So I think monitoring is a yay in the context of supervision. I mean, without monitoring, how will you know the aspects that need to be corrected in your child, the aspect that needs to be improved on? How will you know the habits that your child is developing that need to be worked on? I mean, how will you even be able to know the good aspect that need to be reinforced? So monitoring is something that is normal. It's a norm for parents to monitor their children. And to be able to effectively monitor your child, you need to be highly observant. Pay attention to the tiniest of details. So it's all right to give them tasks and role and monitor how they are carried out. Monitor what they watch. Now, there are some children that watch things that should not be heard of. So it's our role as parents to monitor what they watch, even what they eat, what they wear. Monitor their friends. Monitor who they move with. Monitor the places they go to. You know, there are some children that can just leave the house anyhow and it doesn't matter. They come back anytime, especially boys. And so they are boys. They can do anyhow. It's very wrong. As parents, we have the role of monitoring them, checking on their daily activities as much as we can, especially when they are still very young. Checking what do they do, what do they watch, what do they wear, where do they go to, who are their friends, who are the people they relate to with, what are the kinds of music they listen to. We need to check on all these things because this is what will affect the overall behavior of our children. You know, many have gotten involved in pornography and all without anybody knowing about it. Some of them have even been abused because there's no proper monitoring. So as parents, we have the role of monitoring our children. So basically, monitoring means a way of putting checks on our children and what they do. So for me, monitoring is a yay. But where does the nay come in? The nay for me is the way in which the monitoring is being carried out. So as much as it is good to monitor your children, don't be a monitoring spirit. You know what I mean? Yeah, monitoring spirit in the sense that don't be too overbearing. There are times you give them space. Allow them make decisions without your constant interference. Let them make mistakes and correct it themselves. Allow the child to breathe, give them breathing space. So all the time, don't be an overbearing parent. As much as you want to monitor them, there are times you should just allow them make that decision. Allow, see how they will react in situations. So it's not the time checking on them and saying, do this, don't do this, or being too overbearing such that they can feel you all around them. So monitoring does not mean overly protective and restrictive. It doesn't mean to be all over the child and being pushy, wanting to know everything. More than even asking questions. It's best to even be more observant than asking. That sometimes that some of my students, I wouldn't even ask them anything. I just get to know that they are doing it because I'm more observant. So I know they do those things without asking them questions, without being pushy. So when I call them, I just talk about those things and they are wondering, how did you know? I did not ask them. So more than asking questions and being pushy as a means of monitoring, it's better to be observant, to observe it. And then we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Like I always say, we can't do this on our own. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. He can tell you there's something fishy about this person. He can just direct your eyes to something. So we need to be more observant in our monitoring style than to be pushy, asking questions, maybe even assigning people to monitor them. These are some of the mistakes that parents make, especially with their teenagers. Assigning somebody to monitor them, another person, I'm watching you, your mom has said, I'm watching you. As much as those children want to comport themselves, we can push them to the other side, to the other extreme. And then they want to be rebellious and say, oh, Shea, you're watching. Okay, now let me see what you will do. So as we have to be wise and be led by the Spirit as we monitor our children, especially our older children. So it's more like being observant and watching over one's child and to be able to lead them properly. So monitoring does not mean being overbearing. It doesn't mean to be too pushy. So basically for me, monitoring is a yay if done the right way. Monitoring is a way, a nay, a yay if done the right way, and a nay if done otherwise. So today as parents, have you neglected watching over your children? You need to resume because it's your role and your responsibility. You are accountable to God over your children. So you need to start watching over them. Start supervising them, monitoring them. Or if the other kind of parent that is too pushy, you just always want to be there, or when your children cannot live their lives without your interference, you might want to just pause, take a pause and review the way you are monitoring your children. Like I always say, God is counting on us. The society too is counting on us, and I trust that you will not fail. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Parenting Corner. And I hope you know that I share weekly parenting tips on Twitter and Facebook. I always share weekly tips every week. So follow me on Twitter at ParentingPodNG and also send me a friend request on Facebook. I am committed to assisting in being a wholesome parent. So keep following. Thank you for listening. And have a blessed weekend. Bye.